Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 26, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaican government to support vulnerable citizens during three-week lockdown. The government of Jamaica announced it will provide $2 million to each of its 63 constituencies to support citizens who need help during the impending three-weekend lockdown curfews. These will begin on Saturday, March 27, 2021, and are intended to curtail the spread of COVID-19 by restricting movements. The monies will be allocated to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, starting on April 1, 2021, with additional disbursements. According to Dr. Nigel Clark, Minister of Finance and Public Service, who announced the program, the government will work on its operational dynamics, but the funds will be made available to reduce the burden on the most vulnerable of Jamaica's citizens. Jamaica House approves fines for COVID safety breaches. Jamaican legislators in the House approved the imposition of penalties and other provisions under the Disaster Risk Management Act of 2021, including penalties for those who refuse to wear masks in public or who break curfew orders. Under the law, 40 offences are addressed, with 10 levels of fixed penalties imposed. Those failing to wear a mask in public, who do not follow the 6-foot physical distancing rule, or who breach protocols that govern public transportation, will be fined $5,000. Individuals who breach curfew could face fines of $10,000. A $20,000 penalty will be imposed on those who operate a gym or small outdoor activity outside of permitted hours. Additionally, residents who do not follow quarantine orders upon returning to the country from overseas will face a fine of $25,000. And non-Jamaican residents or tourists who do not confine themselves to resilient corridors will be liable for a fine of $30,000. A $100,000 penalty will be imposed on those holding funerals, burials, weddings, or worship services in breach of COVID orders, and anyone operating a hotel or resort not licensed under the Tourist Board Act, certified by the Tourism Product Development Company, or located in the resilient corridors, could face a penalty totaling $500,000. This week's Caribbean news: program totaling $383 million to reduce poverty and inequality in Caribbean endorsed by Caribbean Development Bank. The Board of Directors of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, has endorsed a $383 million program for its 10th cycle of the Special Development Fund, or SDF, specifically designed to reduce poverty and inequality in the Caribbean. The SDF was established in 1970 and represents a unique partnership among stakeholders of the bank with both its borrowing and non-borrowing members. With support from the CDB and other development partners, borrowing member nations have consistently worked for over 20 years to reduce poverty and inequality in the region. The CDB has been especially challenged by the COVID-19 pandemic and plans to focus on developing social resilience among the most vulnerable groups and countries so that they are ready to cope with shocks as they occur. 2/3 of the funds will be used for concessional loans, while the rest will go to grants. The top 5 contributors to the 10th cycle of the SDF are Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago. Best kitchen and the welcome from Jamaica. In a little tin car, tasty cheese. On the old to the young, them love that cheese, yeah. In a little tin car, tasty cheese. Can't stay at home if we not have tasty cheese. Can't quarantine if we not have tasty cheese. Easter, I come, me have to have tasty cheese. Family, I link up, me have to have tasty cheese. Oh, yeah, all a little vibe with the sound, all a little vibe. All a little vibe and ting, yeah. Grab a tin of tasty cheese. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com.
Western Union is here for you. Available 24/7. The Western Union app and website will let you send money from the comfort of your home straight to your loved ones. With Western Union, you can send money to all commercial banks in Jamaica. For fast and convenient service, tell your receiver in Jamaica to register their bank account by visiting gkmsonline.com or their nearest Western Union location to receive money directly into their bank accounts. For more information, call 305-608-6325. Services may be provided by Western Union Financial Service, Inc., NMLS number 906983, and or Western Union International Services, LLC, NMLS number 906985, which are licensed as money transmitters by the New York State Department of Financial Services. See terms and conditions for details.
This week's Diaspora News. Damian Williams, federal prosecutor of Jamaican heritage, considered for post as U.S. attorney for New York Southern District. Damian Williams, currently a federal prosecutor in New York, is under consideration to serve as the next United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. This post is one of the highest profile and independent positions in the U.S. Department of Justice. Williams, whose parents are Jamaican, has received public support from U.S. Senate Majority Leader and Senior Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer. President Joe Biden is also reportedly ready to nominate Williams. If he is nominated and passes the confirmation hearing process in the U.S. Senate, he would be the first black individual to be confirmed for this post. Williams was born in Brooklyn and earned degrees from Harvard University, the University of Cambridge, and the Yale School of Law. Williams previously clerked for Merrick Garland, who is now the head of the U.S. Department of Justice, and worked for the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. He currently serves as head of the Securities and Commodities Fraud Task Force at the Southern District of New York, overseeing 20 federal prosecutors in cases that involve insider trading, market manipulation, financial fraud, and fraudulent investment schemes. This week's business news. Irish company selected by Bank of Jamaica to provide digital currency. The Bank of Jamaica chose the Irish firm eCurrency Mint to be its technological provider for the digital currency the bank is developing for Jamaica's market. The bank announced that they will start testing the digital currency in a pilot program in May 2021. The national launch for the currency is scheduled for 2022. The technology provider eCurrency Mint has been described as a world leader in the hardware, software, and cryptographic security matters required for digital currencies. The bank selected eCurrency Mint because it does not use blockchain technology, which would not have facilitated a seamless integration with transfers of physical currency and existing Jamaican payment structures that the bank wanted. Consumers in Jamaica will be able to hold digital currency accounts at banking institutions even if they do not currently have bank accounts once the technology rollout is completed, since the service will be implemented through a mobile wallet accessible via smartphones and other mobile devices. These accounts will not, however, earn interest. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Buju Banton tops 2021 IRAMA nominations. Buju Banton has received 11 nominations for the 39th International Reggae and World Music Awards, IRAMA, at a virtual ceremony streamed live from the IRAMA website on March 23, 2021. The event was hosted by Gramps Morgan, multi-IRAMA and Grammy Award winner, who was nominated four times himself. With his 11 nominations, Banton repeats his achievement in 2020 when he also received 11 award nominations. He has been nominated to receive the Peter Tosh Award for Recording Artist of the Year, the Emperor of Reggae and World Music Bob Marley Award for Entertainer of the Year, the Gregory Isaacs Award for Best Song for Blessed, the Toots Hibbert Award for Best Album or CD Upside Down, the U Roy Award for Best Male Dancehall Rap Artist, the Award for Virtual Entertainer of the Year, Best Dancehall Stagecraft Entertainer, Best Collaborated Song for Trust, Best Music Video for Blessed, Best Caribbean Entertainer, and the Marcus Garvey Humanitarian Award. Other artists with multiple IRAMA nominations include Bounty Killer, Popcorn and Coffee with 6 nominations, Skip Marley and Beanie Man with 5, Gramps Morgan and Taurus Riley with 4, and Sean Paul, Shensia and Russian, who received 3 nominations. Now for this week's sports news. Khadija Bunny Shaw on ESPN FC list of top 50 football players worldwide. Jamaican Khadija Bunny Shaw, 24, has been named one of the 50 best football players in the world by ESPN FC. Shaw, captain of the Reggae Girls, was ranked 31 on the list, which was created by experts on women's football both within and outside ESPN. Shaw is already the all-time top goalscorer for Jamaica. No Jamaican player, male or female, has outranked her on the ESPN lists, which means she is the highest-ranked Jamaican football player in history. ESPN FC cited Shaw's extreme mental strength, coping with the tragedy of losing 4 brothers and 2 nephews during her college years. Shaw was a member of the Jamaican team that qualified for the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, the first Caribbean country to do so. She was named Guardian Footballer of the Year in 2018 and in 2020 made history when she became the first national football player to receive a Jamaican National Award, the Order of Distinction, in the rank of officer for her outstanding achievements in sport. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.